This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day at 8:06. It is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And of course, we always podcast the show at usfdracing.org. Thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. If you need a racing motor built right there at Government and Butler, he's the guy to take care of you. From a bomber to a vintage all the way up to the open wheel modifieds. What a show. Angel standing by with Deep South Speedway tonight. They're welcoming the Mississippi Street Stocks to the Half Mile High Bank Dirt Oval. And also, as always, the Vintage Open Wheel Modifieds, Pure Stock and Stinger is going to be a great night. And she's standing by to tell us more about it. What a weekend it was last weekend. Great racing and amazing memories there at Joe McCardle's Sunny South Raceway. He's going to have the rundown for the Memorial Day Classic. Two-day show last weekend. Some pretty good stuff there. Jay Wells also standing by with the Bay Area Modifieds Tour. Now, the Emerald Coast Tour stops at Southern Raceway tonight. We'll get the information into points. There could be a three-time winner there, so we'll find out if that's going to happen or not. And let's talk about a new winner from Milton, Florida, Jim Pokrant, sportsman driver at Five Flag Speedway. This guy is a patriotic, passionate racer. His opinion is his opinion, and he sticks to it, and that's what I like about Jim. But let me tell you, last week he had one of the most memorable moments a man can have in Victory Lane. It's a cool story. Jim's going to fill us in. We're going to learn a little bit about that sportsman driver. And then Dustin Long, Sunday, here it is, the FedEx 400 benefiting autism speaks. I'll spit it out. Dustin Long there at the Monster Mile with NASCAR, the truck race emotions, what's going to cost Jennifer Jo Cobb. Did you see what she did last night? All that information's coming up. So again, lots of racing to continue. Kane Motorsports also will tell you a story about a little bit later. We're going to have a huge benefit for one of our brand new warrior kids fighting cancer. His name is Carter. It's going to be at Oak Hollow Farm tomorrow, so we'll give you details later. So let's bring in Angel. And first of all, Angel, welcome back to the show. One of the owners of Deep South Speedway. So far, looks like no rain. Yay.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a very beautiful day.
It really is.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and we're excited, too. We're going to have a good night. And, you know, I was just saying off the air, there's a lot of asphalt drivers that aren't racing Mobile and Five Flag Speedway. Tons of them are saying they're coming to your dirt track. So that's got to make you feel good.
Oh, yeah, it does. I was very surprised to hear that, but very, very glad to hear it, too, because that's our biggest thing right now is trying to get a car count.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, you guys, that was one thing we'll ask, you know, starting off the track in the middle of the season like you did, that's been probably one of the struggles. But even on the days where it's pouring rain and usually most people wouldn't head out to the track, there's something about a dirt track fan. They'll still head out there. They'll put up a tent and try to stay dry while you guys work on that track.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We had a lot more people show up on those rainy days than we thought that we would. And just, you know, that's one of the biggest reasons why we're always going to make sure that we keep opening up that track and we're going to reopen the gates next season and, you know, be able to run points and everything like that. It's just the support from our fans and, you know, our faithful drivers and, you know, everybody coming together to do as much as they can, you know, to help us, even with something like fixing the generator or the pump on the water truck and stuff. I mean, it's just been really awesome.
Yeah, and you've got some good folks working with you on that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the Mississippi Street Stocks. That's huge to get them at the track. Tell us about this this traveling series.
Had Chad Hears actually came up to the track a couple weeks ago when he was racing up there. And we just, you know, discussed getting Mississippi Street Stocks out there because he said that they used to race up there all the time. And, you know, a lot of the boys was asking about it, and they really wanted to come out there. So we went ahead and arranged it for, you know, tonight. And we're really excited about it. We discussed everything. The purse is going to start at $2,600 for 12 cars. And the more street stocks that show, the bigger the purse will grow, you know, get all the way up to $3,600. So we're expecting a really big turnout. And we did have a lot of our drivers asking if we were going to have our regular boys race with the Mississippi Street Stocks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we said we were going to do it separate. But when I talked to Chad, he was like, you know, it'd be better if we put them together because then it'll make the purse grow bigger and stuff like that. And I was like, well, yeah, makes better sense. So we're actually just going to have one big feature race.
Oh, man, that's going to be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, this is what I think the second maybe or third year of that series, and it's amazing how it's grown from just a couple of guys getting an idea, trying to build that class up, and they'll get huge car counts everywhere they go.
Yeah, that's exactly what Chad was saying. You know, him and Shannon, they've all worked very, very hard over the last 3 years. And, you know, it's one thing that he reassured me. He's like, you know, I promise, you know, we're dedicated to this. And, you know, we're going to do all we can to help you guys get back, you know, get back going again and everything. And, you know, so he's really excited about it. I'm really excited about it. They've been, you know, helping us with promotions and, you know, stuff like that and keeping us up to speed, asking necessary questions and, you know, just, they've just been really great about it. It's been a really good experience.
Well, and you guys have done a good job on Facebook and all the, you know, on your website, keeping everyone up to date, because that's a big key. A lot of tracks, yeah. They don't do that, but they want that communication, and I think that's going to help as well. Now, you've got the regular classes. Run down who we're going to see tonight.
Well, that's just one of those things that I really don't know unless they come, because, yeah, you know, the other local tracks, they end up having something too. And
sure,
well, we might expect one driver, you know, we don't know. We know definitely, you know, Nathan Ingersoll and his wife, Lynn, they're always going to be there. They always come to Deep South. I do believe that Jimbo Moxley and his brother Joey, that they're going to be out there, and Joey will be driving. I believe their sponsors, Little Bitty Towing, decided to put up $150 to the first place winner of the Open Wheel Modifieds.
Wow.
And, you know, because of that, we've been having more drivers come in. You know, Anthony and I decided that we'd go ahead and put another $150 on top of that. Wow. If we had 10 or more cars, you know, start in the feature race, you know, not just show up, but actually start in the race and everything. So, you know, just to get them cars out there and show our drivers how much we appreciate them being dedicated and faithful to the track and coming out and, you know, doing what they can to bring their fans and their family and everything like that. Because without them and the fans, you know, we wouldn't have the track.
This is a great, I would say, a pre-test season until you have your first opening season officially next year. And like you said, you guys aren't going anywhere. You know, you've seen in the past that track go up and down and close back and forth. But I've talked to you guys. I know who you are. And, you know, we're doing a lot of work behind the scenes with you guys as well. And I don't see how it can't fail. I mean, how it would fail. I mean, this is such a great facility. All the drivers are passionate about it. I mean, there were people working for free for a few weeks just to help you guys get started, and it's starting to show. I mean, you've got a great kids area you're getting ready to do again, and also, of course, a concession stand, still some of the best food you're going to find. Well, let's talk about, again, you've got the Deep South Speedway is back open, the Vintage, Open Wheel Modifieds, Pure Stocks, and Stingers. Let's talk about the track preparation. You know, a lot of people don't know about the dirt track and how you just can't show up and start working on it Friday and Saturday, but you guys are there a lot. You've got family members there all the time working on the track, from mowing the grass to actually working on the surface.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, my father-in-law, Kenny, and my brother-in-law, David, and Bill Wiggins, I mean, we're all out there. You know, I go out there later on in the day or whatever just to do the things that I need to do, but they're out there every single day. I mean, we're very proud of this track, and we take very good care of it. And, you know, they've gotten down to the point of, you know, re-edging the grandstand so that, you know, our fans have a more comfortable spot to sit and not having to sit halfway in the grass or the dirt. And my father-in-law, you know, he got out there on the motor grader and start working the track. And
awesome.
Yesterday we actually had the transmission run.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, it's one thing after another. It's actually kind of funny now because, you know, we still prevail. You know,
that's
it doesn't matter. We get out there. They were there. They stayed the night last night.
Wow.
So that they would be there first thing this morning and be able to fix that line and start working the track. You know, and we had enough rain this week that it was just perfect. And we had a lot of compliments on the track last week. They said it was the best it's ever been.
Wow.
You know, and last week it was, we had to rent a generator. Our water truck wasn't right. The guys were actually out there between 12 and 3 o'clock in the morning with a pickup truck, one of our push trucks, with some kind of like a water thing on the back that they put to water the track that way.
Whatever it takes. That's awesome.
Exactly.
That's awesome. You know, and that's gonna pay the dividends in the end, and you know it will.
Yeah. We just want everybody to know. You know, I mean, it's more of a security thing. You know, a lot of drivers sold their cars because this track closed, and, you know, they're re-geared for other tracks and everything. So, I mean, they're slowly coming in a little bit more every single weekend, depending on, you know, what's going on elsewhere, like bigger events and stuff. But, you know, that's going to be it. You know, when we open those gates up again next season, it's going to be like, okay, these guys are serious. They're not, you know, going to close up like everybody else. And, you know, we're going to try to work with Mr. Darby and Mrs. Darby about buying, you know, the track from them and everything instead of just leasing. So that way it's more permanent and everybody knows that. And we'll be able to run points next year, which I believe is probably a really big issue right now just because, you know, we did start later and we weren't able to do the point system and stuff like that. And then have the end of the year
banquet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, yeah. I've had a lot of people ask, how do we find the track? And not only that, but what time do events start today?
Okay, we open up the gates at 4, mm-hmm. and that's every single Saturday, you know, permitting the weather. Yeah. And the heat races start at 7 o'clock, and you take exit 44, mm-hmm. you take a left on Highway 59, go down about 4 miles, and there's always signs. You look for those big Pepsi and Mountain Dew signs that show you arrows pointing towards Deep South,
yeah.
and it's about 4 miles up on the left-hand side on a red dirt road.
Yeah. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait. Again, I'll be up announcing this weekend. So we're going to have some fun.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Oh, well, me too. I can't wait now.
Can't wait to hear you.
Since the vintage isn't ready yet, doggone it, we're going to get there.
I know.
Get that thing ready. Well, God bless my wife, and I'm going to put her on the spot here. She lost one of her pink sapphires in her ring, so... Yeah, engine part money's going to that ring because I'm a good husband. How's that, guys?
That's awesome.
Hey, I tell you what, you have a great start to the day. It sounds like we're going to have a great night tonight, and can't wait to see you. Gates open at 4, racing starts at 7 at Deep South Speedway. Thank you so much for coming back on the show, Angel.
Absolutely, King. Thanks for having me, hon.
You betcha. Now, so much more to continue from NASCAR, and we're also going to head over now to Joe McCardle with Sunny Shouts Raceway. Jim Pokrant, sportsman driver from Five Flag Speedway. Jay Wells is going to talk about his run with the Emerald Coast Tour with the Bay Area Modifieds at Southern Raceway. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, always brought to you by our great sponsors at Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and of course, Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service here in Mobile, Government and Butler. You know, from line boring, resurfacing heads, Dewey can get you to go faster. Give him a call at 666-7187. Well, still to come, we've got a great story from Milton, Florida's Jim Pokrant, sportsman driver at Five Flag Speedway. Got his very first feature win, and a great story from Victory Lane. Jay Wells also with the Bay Area Modified scheduled to be on the show. They're going to be at Southern tonight, and Dustin Long has everything with NBC Sports and the FedEx 400 benefiting Autism Speaks. That's going to be at the Monster Mile with NASCAR. Already got some drama going on there. What a surprise. No drama last weekend. Joe McCardle at our good Sunny South Raceway had one of the biggest races they do every year. It's the two-day Memorial Day Classic. And Joe, good morning. Welcome back to the show. You get a rest for a weekend because you put it all in 2 days, and what a great turnout and a good show.
For sure. Good morning and welcome.
Yeah, absolutely.
We had a good show. We had a good Saturday and Sunday show. We worked our butts off, and like you say, we're taking this weekend off.
Well, let's talk about some of the racing. You know, this was a big, pretty much a national event or a regional event. You had drivers from all the way from Texas again coming in, and this was the 11th annual two-day event, and it started off, obviously, to celebrate our veterans and Memorial Day and all the sacrifices, and it's turned into and blossomed into just this huge, huge race that you guys do. And I've all morning I've had drivers say, hey, you guys are talking to Sunny South, right? We want to hear our names. So who won and how'd they do, buddy?
Well, we done our 11th annual Memorial Day Classic Race of Glory, and we started off Saturday evening. We opened up, and Saturday night we ran the Money Races in the Legend, the Pro Challenge, and the Bando in the Legend, and the regular classes ran too. We ran all divisions both nights, so I mean everybody got a chance to do their thing. We give local points, Onyx points. It was a regional qualifier for Legends and Bandos. And basically what that is when we go to the big show, the middle of November, Anderson, South Carolina for Legends, if for whatever reason you fail to have a good, if you can't qualify, by having won a regional qualifier, they'll let you tag the show.
So, oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, so that's really why so many drivers are coming to your track, because you have that that partnership with IMAX.
Right, right. But we start off with a bang. We had 15 Legends.
Wow.
We had the dominating car out of...
I bet you Louisiana.
Out of New Orleans.
Yep.
A little 32 Conley Dubuisson.
Oh, man.
He said fast time. The 44 said second fast time. They pulled a... Let's see, each one of those guys won the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Conley, in turn, threw the dice and threw A1. He finally learned how to do that.
How about that? Can he teach me? That's awesome.
So we sit up there, and he's on the pole, and buddy, we took off. It was a little bit of follow the leader. It was a little lead change. And as usual, the pole man in this case won the race.
Wow.
The 44 finished second, and the 44 junior finished third.
Hmm.
Well, then we go to the pro challenge. We had seven.
Oh, that's a good count.
Yeah, we had Ricky Simmons, one of the original pro challenge racers out of Meridian, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
He brought two cars over, beautiful Mustang, and let's see. I'm doing this from memory now. My notes. Connor. O'Kressick said fast time.
Oh.
We inverted. Billy Elmore Jr., his first time out this year, set on a pole and led seven laps. Cut a tire. David Nolan out of Pensacola, Cantoma.
Oh, yeah, USFD racing driver.
Took the lead, kind of come up, challenge, would run side by side, didn't have the little extra to get past him, and that's the way they finished.
Wow.
Nolan won that, baby.
Awesome.
Nolan was one of the last two.
Yeah, he's going to be on the show next weekend. We ran out of room, so we'll have to hear how that looked like from the cockpit.
Okay, right. And then in the Bandoleros, we split the classes up. The bandits, they lined up. We had seven of those lined up, and the little 68 Sanford done his thing in the feature. Mm-hmm. Lined the outlaws up, and the little pink car, I think her name is Josie McArthur, M44. Well, she come on through and showed everybody why she drives a pink car.
Wow.
It's called girl power.
No, and I'm sure she lets everybody know about it. I know it.
Oh, yeah. She's talking smack.
That's awesome.
But overall, we had a good time Saturday night.
Yeah.
No big to-dos.
Yeah.
We lost one car in practice. He hit the wall in a bando. Driver was okay. Jumped out of the car. That's one thing we're proud of, the design of the car.
Yeah.
We come back Sunday. Oh, and Jared Duff won the mini stock feature that night, but it didn't pay the big bucks. It paid regular Saturday night.
Sure.
And we come back Sunday, and we lined up, and we had the money races for the junior ones. We had money races for the mini stock.
Oh, that's huge. Yeah.
Right. And money races for the senior champ, which was won by the 33, and I forget this boy's name.
Mm.
Oh, well, I'll have to study up on that. Junior one, we had Landon Adams in the 14. Mini stock, a boy Jared Duff wanted that race, and by God, he took that in the two car. Really? He won that again two nights in a row. Joseph in the Legends. Brian McArdle set fast time. Dubuisson set second fastest. Brian gets the idea of letting his daughter throw the dice, and she threw the big one for her dad. They inverted six. And it took them four laps for Brian to get the lead, Conley falling. Then they switched leads, and then going down there in three and four, the 44 made contact with the 32 from the rear, and they put them both on the rear and dropped the green flag, and they Dubuisson finished sixth, McArdle finished seventh, and the 44 junior won the race.
Wow. Yeah.
With Connor especially finishing second and Robbie Johnson finishing third. But overall, we had a good time. Everybody was nice to everybody.
Wow, that's awesome. It must have been that Memorial Day spirit.
Well, you know, every once in a while we do something right.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
And we got out of there 9:30 Sunday night.
That's right.
We had two little rain showers that lasted 10 minutes apiece. And we dried the truck up, and went back to racing.
Oh, that's awesome. And again, your next race weekend is coming up next Saturday, June 6th. And what do we have? Right. What do we have lined up for then?
We have a regular Saturday night race a week from today, and then 2 weeks from today. What kind of cars are those that are coming? I keep forgetting.
Which ones?
On the 18th.
Oh, boy. Yeah, sorry. Vintage. Oh, man. Yeah, and, you know, we're still trying to get some engine parts together, so but we will be there. I'm hoping to make the show here and at Five Flags, but, boy, I tell you what, I will make sure I'm there for that one because I love that track, and, boy, that vintage is going to scream through there.
That's going to be fun.
I can't wait. Well, Joe, we appreciate you being part of the show, as always, and enjoy the rest of the weekend off. You deserve it.
Yeah, we're going to take advantage of it, do a little yard work and stuff, and work in the garage, and then we'll get ready again.
There you go. All right. Thanks again for coming on, Joe.
All right, man. Thank you.
You betcha. Joe McArdle from Sunny South Raceway. And again, that's always just a huge event when they do that Memorial Day show. And I'm excited about those vintage cars. I can't wait to be a part of that. Now, I wonder real quick before we move on, we've got also Jim Pokrant, sportsman driver from Five Flying Speedway, coming on in the next few minutes. Still trying to get a hold of Jay Wells, make sure he wants to come back on. Well, I know he wants to come on. He might be getting beauty sleep at Bay Area Modifieds, the Emerald Coast Tour. But tomorrow at noon, you can join Kane Motorsports drivers Matt Jackson and myself for a huge benefit for our new warrior kid fighting cancer. You probably saw the story on Fox 10 yesterday. His name is Carter. It's going to be at Oak Hollow Farm in 11 a.m. church service, and from noon to 4, they got some race cars there. A lot of other drivers we've encouraged to bring their cars out. It sounds like they're going to be about 5 to 10 cars out there, which is awesome. Also, some big silent auction. Adam Law, he just this past weekend at a big benefit we had for our friend Greg Haney, he bought an autographed Rick Crawford driver suit, which now he's going to give to this benefit. So, thank you for Adam and his family for doing that. A bunch of Major League Baseball things signed, Alabama Auburn signed on them. Also got some NASCAR items. So all that from Kane Motorsports and some friends there. Drawdown tickets and even a great fish fry plate. So it's at Oak Hollow Farm tomorrow, and we're really excited to help out this youngster. And if you don't have anything going on a Sunday, it'd probably be a pretty cool idea if you swing out there. So still to come, Dustin Long with NASCAR. Hang on. We're going to talk to him. Also, Jim Prokamp. You're going to learn a little bit about one of the coolest interviews I ever got to do last weekend in Victory Lane. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, we'll podcast the show on the team's website. It's usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And we've got several drivers, including Dave and Andrew Nolan from Sunny South Raceway, Kerner Kaufma from Pensacola, and myself at Mobile and some of the other tracks at Race for bringing awareness to volunteer fire departments around the country. Still to come, Dustin Long going to check in again from the Monster Mile. Boy, I tell you what, Jennifer Jo Cobb got out of her truck and climbed up that track, and NASCAR's mad. We'll learn about that. Also, Denny Hamlin grabs a pole, and what to expect today for the Xfinity race and tomorrow for the 400. So we'll see them all about that. Now, coming up, this is pretty cool. I've got it for the first time on the show. I've got this sportsman driver currently second running in points right behind Shane Ard, only by 17 points back. And the way this guy races, aggressive, wants to get up front, and by golly, he got that very first feature win last weekend. Let's learn about Jim Pokrant. Jim, good morning. Welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, man, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, I want to learn how you got started in racing, but before we even get to that, I'm just so stoked, and it was such an awesome moment. It was funny, when you won that race, we were starting to come out on the track like we always do for the interviews, and Steve Stokes pulls us aside and goes, "Now, hold on, this is his first win. We're not sure what he's going to do." We thought you were going to go nuts and, you know, burn it out or whatever, but talk about what you did in that moment, and that race was incredible.
Well, for sure, we've been working on the car. Now, I've got a friend of mine named Eli Williams that built the car, and he's been helping me. And we've changed some shocks, and I'm learning a different setup than I've ever run before. I'm used to more of a looser setup than that car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been making a difference. The shock's made a difference, and I haven't really had anybody major help me, and it's just been us.
Wow.
And it was really cool to battle Dayton Sennett. I was waiting on Buttrick and Chad R. to join the party, but they never did. I couldn't believe that me and Dayton were running that fast ahead of everybody.
What a smile under that face, probably under that helmet, too. I saw it when it came off, man. That was just such a special moment because you're one of those drivers that always do good in the points, always right there in the battles. But, you know, you've got the heat wins, but a feature win is something special, especially at a track with the history of Five Flags Speedway.
Well, it's my fourth win at Five Flags, but it's been, I think, 2006 was the last year that I actually won a feature. And, you know, I've struggled with this, struggled with that. But, I mean, the main thing I do this for is fun. I understand. I want to win, believe me. I've got a stack of trophies, feature the heat and everything, and I love it. But I do it because I love the sport. Mm-hmm. To me, the sport is what it's about. Getting out there, having fun, hanging out with your buddies, talking, racing. I mean, my mom used to always say that when I was brought to Five Flags for the first time when I was 9 years old, she said, when you opened your mouth, all you talked about was racing. So it's just been that way for me since I was a kid.
Wow. How did you get started?
Actually, a hog car at Milton Raceway. Jack Rodriguez offered me a old Dodge Charger for $200.
Wow.
Bought it, put a roll bar in it. I went out and won my first heat race I ever entered, which was really awesome.
Yeah.
Then I was addicted.
Yep.
Blew the engine and built another car, or built another engine in it and raced it and had fun and then went to asphalt in 97.
Wow. And you did you, you know, obviously, did you go into bombers or did you go straight into sportsmen?
Well, back then, Spectator was the bomber division.
Right.
I mean, basically the rules haven't changed that much.
Mm-hmm.
But it was basically the same division back in 97.
Right. And then, of course, obviously, Five Flags is your home track. And one thing, your car is very, it stands out. A lot of patriotism. Tell us about this and why you do that.
Well, the people that make America great are our troops. They're the ones that fought for this country, that made this America what it is. They keep defending us. It's an all volunteer military. We don't ask we don't come to them and make them go. They volunteer to go.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a very important part of my life. I'm a very patriotic person.
Yeah.
The Blue Angel paint scheme came about when the Blues lost for a year because our president wouldn't let them fly for a year.
Yeah.
Well, when I worked for a company, Johnson Supply Company, they gave me the paint. That is the actual colors and paint that goes on a Blue Angel plane. My boss gave that to me.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It is. I love it. I just love supporting our military.
Well, and again, Victory Lane, we're sitting there. You climb out of the car. You got a great interview and walk us through there. And you had something planned, didn't you?
Well, that night I was standing. I used to go to the driver's door of the car, usually, you know, before I race, and I get my mind in the game. I start thinking about who I'm starting around, what I'm going to do, if the car does this, does that. And something in my head said, you need to go get that ring. And I've had it for about a week.
Oh.
And she knew I bought it. She didn't know when I was going to give it to her. So I walked to the truck, popped it out, put it in my pocket.
In your driver's suit pocket. Wow.
Yeah. And I knew when I passed the 28 car, that's the first thing popped in my mind. It wasn't the fact that I was going to win the race. It was the fact that I was going to get to do this. And I was more nervous about that than I was actually winning the race.
Oh, wow. And tell us how it went down.
Well, I talked to her, and I pulled her and asked her to marry me, and she said yes. And we've been together about 6 or 7 years now, and it's really about that time. She's a wonderful lady. Ben Lewis puts up with a lot when it comes to my racing, because right now in my yard, I've got cars everywhere.
That's right.
And, you know, she has to put up with it, and she likes it as much as I do.
Yeah.
And she really loves it when we run good. We run bad, she's as upset as I am about it, but when we run good, she's right there.
Yeah, and that's a keeper, and that was awesome. And you know what? I think for the first time I've ever seen a sportsman driver get a standing ovation from the whole entire crowd. That gave me goosebumps, man.
Well, it was awesome, and I appreciate the fans because we race for them. You know, they come out there and pay their money to sit in that grandstand. They want to see a good race, and I think we put on a good show for them Friday night. Even the car numbers were a little low, but I think we put on a heck of a show.
Well, Jim, you know, we have Tim Bryant on a lot, giving him an off weekend. Even though the track's going to be busy today, they have a huge drifting a show again tonight. And if you've never seen the drifters, it is really a party atmosphere and really cool to check out. But off this weekend, and Jim, I wanted to just talk to you for a second as a driver in the sportsman class. This year we have seen a few less cars there, and some of the other classes as well. What do you think it takes to get these cars back, and why are they falling off?
Well, I, and just my personal opinion, and no offense to any promoter, yeah. I think, in my personal opinion, you need to pay back a little better. Mm. Because the guy that knows he can't win, if he spends $250 and he shows up and he's only going to make $50, it's not economically feasible.
Right.
We all know the economy's not that great right now.
Yeah.
Things are a little down. People are having to work harder, and you know they don't have as much expendable income.
Right.
If they could make enough money to come back the next week,
yep.
you'd have more cars. Just my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Jim, what about sponsors that help you out?
Well, of course, Tim Miller Cleaning Service. Mm-hmm. If you ever need your house cleaned, my girl can do it. Coastal Machine, he built the motor for that thing, did a wonderful job. Mainly, I have Arnett Septic. He buys a lot of my tires, and Billy, I really appreciate it. Techmaster, Rick Culbertson, who also races in the bomber division.
Mm-hmm.
His car is done right now. It's sitting in my driveway. We're going to cut it up, try to build him a new one.
Oh, wow.
Eli Williams, race cars. He built a car for me. One of my best friends in the whole wide world. I appreciate him. Ted Baber, the guy that does the videos.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He helps me out when he can. Johnson Supply Company, the company I work for. I work for some awesome employers.
Mm-hmm.
They take good care of us. I love where I work. I get up every day when I go to work. I'm happy about
nice.
It. And they gave me the paint for the car and any supplies that I need like that. And just people that help me on the car, Mr. Russ, Mike and Karen. And as always, man, it says on the back of the car, support our troops in the hood. It has every branch of the military,
yeah.
plus police, fire, and our first responders, because, you know, they've had a rough year.
Yeah.
And I think it's sad that people treat first responders and police the way they do. If you just obey the law and do things right, you don't have any problems with them.
Well said. Patriot Racing, Jim Pokran. Again, what a great interview. I was really interested and anxious to have you on, because I know we've had words in the past, and I know we've cleared them up. And, Jim, I just want to say I have a lot of respect for you as a driver. And what do you think about those walls at Mobile? No, I'm just kidding. Hey, Jim, you have a great weekend, brother.
I love Mobile. Don't get me wrong. I just say this economically not feasible for me to run two tracks.
I know it. I just had to play. Jim, you're a great person. I appreciate you guys. Congratulations on getting married. Congratulations on another win. And I can't wait to see what you got for him here in a couple weeks, brother.
We're going to give him heck. I can promise you that, man.
Jim,
thanks, Kane. I sure appreciate it.
Glad to do it again. What a great interview there. Jim Pokran from Pensacola. And now it's time to shift gears and take to a different track. NASCAR, Dover. All right, the Monster Mile. One of the coolest trophies I think NASCAR has, obviously. Lots of stories already coming from that area. We'll find out more with Dustin Long next. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, thank you so much to the great sponsors, Mobile International Speedway, taking the weekend off. We'll be back in action on the 13th with the Demolition Derby, and that's going to be after the races, not our bomber races. Going to be some cool stuff. Five Flag Speedway, also a big part of the show, and we want to thank Tim Bryant for everything he does. Actually, today, that track's going to be busy starting this afternoon into the evening hours. They've got drifting going on. I'm usually there, but we're going to be in the announcer's booth at Deep South Speedway. But go to fiveflagspeedway.com to find out all the information. And again, thank you to Sunny South Raceway and Dewey Miller's Competition Ed Service there at Government and Butler, 666-7187. A lot of bomber drivers are starting to see that. Hey, these guys really know how to build their motors, don't they? Well, still to come, also, Dustin Long standing by. But before we bring in Dustin live over from the Dover track, we've got to just remind you guys, tomorrow starting at noon, Kane Motorsports drivers, Matt Jackson and myself, a big benefit for our next warrior kid fighting cancer. Six-year-old Carter going to be at Oak Hollow Farm tomorrow. Big fish fry plates. They've got a drawdown. We have a lot of donated items from NASCAR, Major League Baseball, also some personal drivers, things, Alabama and autographed items from Auburn as well. So just make sure to try to swing out there. They have a church service at 11, and from noon to 4, you'll see a ton of race cars and make a special day for a young child that really needs our help. So as we shift gears back into NASCAR, NBC Sports, Dustin Long in the garage area now at Dover, and it's been an interesting start from the Xfinity Series things yesterday. Jennifer Jo Cobb doing a big no-no during the truck race. Welcome to the show, and Dustin, tell us all about it.
Well, good morning from Dover National Speedway. As we're about ready to have Cup cars get on the track for practice at the top of the hour, as you say, in the radio game. Kurt Busch just walking by right now toward his car. Danica Patrick just walked by. There goes Brad Keselowski walking off to his car. Drivers are getting ready. Kevin Harvick's sitting near his car talking with his team. Martin Truex Jr. already out. So a lot of things going on. Getting ready for a big day today with a couple practice sessions for the Cup Series. After yesterday's qualifying, and like I said, some unique things happened at the track yesterday in the Xfinity Series during practice. For the second time in less than a month, you had some tungsten or some leaded weight fall out of a car and was struck. It happened at Iowa Speedway a couple of weeks ago when it came off the car of Ross Chastain with JD Motorsports. It struck Jamie Dick's car, and actually part of it penetrated the car and hit him on the helmet. He was uninjured. Yesterday, you had tungsten fell off the car of Pace Sellers. Carl Long ran over it. It destroyed his radiator. The water got on the tires. He lost control, went straight into the wall, and crashed. So, the crew chief for Pace Sellers' team says a mistake, says that, you know, grateful that Carl wasn't hurt. We'll do everything that he can to make sure things are good with Carl moving forward. With the Truck Series race yesterday, as Kevin Harvick starts to climb in, Kurt Busch is getting into his car here now at Dover. In the truck race yesterday, Jennifer Jocop wrecked early in the race. She was about to be lapped by Tyler Reddick, who went on to win the race. She felt like Reddick had flipped her from behind and caused the incident. So after the accident, drivers are told in a video in the pre-race meeting that they are supposed to stay in the car until attended to by a safety worker.
Yeah.
There was no safety worker on site when Cobb climbed out of her truck and walked 12 steps up the track to gesture toward Tyler Reddick when he drove by. And then when he came by another time, she tried to do it again before a NASCAR official basically had to block her from doing so. Obviously, that's a new rule from last year with the Tony Stewart incident at the sprint car race where a sprint car driver was struck and killed. And so NASCAR has implemented that you don't do that. So she was summoned to the NASCAR hauler, and she will, typically NASCAR doesn't say a whole lot about penalties, but NASCAR official, the series director, said that Jennifer Jocop faces consequences for her actions. So certainly we do expect that NASCAR will send out a message, will send out issue a penalty to her on Tuesday of this week. And this is really the first time that that rule has kind of been violated since it was implemented in August of last year.
Well, starting on the pole, another good run for Joe Gibbs Racing, placing all four cars in the top 10. And now you've got Hamlin there, and he looks pretty good.
Yes, it's Dane Hamlin's third pole in the last six races here at Dover. Joe Gibbs Racing coming off the strong Charlotte week where Denny Hamlin won the All-Star event, and then Carl Edwards won the Coca-Cola 600. So it looks like the run is continuing for Joe Gibbs, and they've kind of stepped up. On the other hand, Hendrick Motorsports starting to slide a little bit. Last week for the Coca-Cola 600 is the first time since June of 2014, so the first time in nearly a year, that Hendrick Motorsports did not have a car in the final round of qualifying. That's top 12. Well, it happened again this weekend. So for the second great week in a row, Hendrick Motorsports did not have a car in the final round of qualifying. The best car in the starting spot for Hendrick is Jimmy Johnson at 14th, and he was the fastest in practice Friday morning. So I talked with the vice president of competition for Hendrick Motorsports about what's going on, and they said, look, we're not happy right now, and we've got to figure some things out. And it's frustration with capital letters.
Well, Jeff Gordon even said something. He wrote a story about it says that they seem that they're off on downforce and even some power at some tracks. Could this be that situation here?
Certainly could be. They're not as dominant. And one of the things that Jeff also mentioned yesterday was that he didn't feel like the rules package fit the driving style for any of the drivers at Hendrick Motorsports. Now you say, wait a minute, Jimmy Johnson's won three races. He's doing pretty well, and he had a stretch of I think it was a five straight top threes. But, Jeff says, hey, look, we shake our head in amazement at what Jimmy's been able to do because it just doesn't work for any of us as well. So Jimmy's found a way, or they found a way to make it happen. And Jeff says, look, we could still win races, but we just have to be flawless, and we haven't been flawless in races this year, and that's hurt us. So if we can be flawless, we can win a race. Where he says, look, Jimmy Johnson's team has been flawless in a lot of cases, and that's why they've had the three wins and had the strong finishes, even though maybe the rules package doesn't fit with Jimmy's style as well.
Well, go back to Denny Hamlin for a minute. You wrote another couple stories, or there are some out there about Hamlin wanting to stay at Gibbs long-term, and also that exhaust leak could have contributed to his dehydration a week or so ago.
Well, I think as long as Denny Hamlin keeps having success at Joe Gibbs Racing, that, you know, I think you'll see him there unless somebody swipes in to take him. But, you know, as he said, he's not in a contract year, so it's, you know, it's not going to happen anytime this year. But yeah, you know, obviously, it was a rough night for him. The Coca-Cola 600 was leading last week, started to get a migraine, started to get dehydrated. You know, at the time when he talked to a few of us after the race, after he got out of the infield care center, you know, he felt like, hey, I just overdid it on my day off. I went and played 36 rounds of golf. I did a full tennis match. And then on Saturday, he had 300 miles of racing in the Xfinity race. And then he raced 600 miles, in the Coca-Cola 600. But he also said, look, yesterday, you know, we also had an exhaust leak, and they think that contributed to the migraine headache, and it just made it even more difficult for him in the car, along with the dehydration.
How's Kyle Busch doing as far as, Kyle Busch back and everything for the, second weekend in a row or so, and is he still got his little scooter getting around? Is he walking around? The Skittles is a big part of what he's doing.
You know, he's walking around, and it really, the garage area here at Dover is really compact, and it's really tight, and so it's easy to get around in that sense to walk. It'd be difficult to have a scooter around because of the congestion, so. He's not parked super far away. I mean, he's not like, ready to enter the Olympic walking competition
sure.
and be a fast walker. But, you know, he still gets around, and, you know, it's a little slow. So I guess if you're looking for his autograph, it's a little bit easier to keep up with him in the garage right
That's
now.
That's funny. That's funny. All right, well, Xfinity Series today, and then again, who's your pick for tomorrow?
Well, let's see what happens here in the two practices. Yeah. But obviously with what we saw yesterday in practice and qualifying, it's hard to go against Toyota car as of right now. We'll see what happens in these practice sessions if Denny Hamlin and the rest of Joe Gibbs Racing bunch are strong, or if the Hendrick cars have kind of figured something out for that just didn't work in qualifying and they can make it work in a race setup. So there's a lot to watch in this practice session coming up here in a few minutes and one later today.
I know you got to go. It's NASCARTalk.NBCSports.com. Dustin Long, also, how can we keep track of you this weekend at Dover?
Oh, there, and also on Twitter, at Dustin Long.
That's perfect, Dustin. I know it's about to get really loud where you're at, so I appreciate you as always coming on the show. You're a big part of what we do, and thank you so much.
All right, have a good one.
All right, we'll do it. Again, Dustin Long wrapping up the show with NASCAR, and again, thank you to Angel with Deep South Speedway. Remember, fans, if you're heading out to Deep South Speedway this weekend, $5, you can bring your own cooler full of beer. How cool is that? It's a BYOB, so a lot of people say, is that really back again? Yes, it is. Another reason to come out, the Mississippi Street Stocks, and then the Half Mile High Bank Dirt Oval will have the Vintage, also the Pure Stocks coming, and the Stingers. It's going to be a good night with the Open Wheel Modifieds. I'll be back out there calling the races, so really excited to hit that again, and thank you to Joe McCarty from Sunny South Raceway coming on, and again, what a great interview with Jim Pokrant from the Sportsman Driver from Five Flag Speedway. Lots of stuff going on again this weekend, as you know. Tomorrow, Kane Motorsports. Also, I know Robert Loper will have his car there. I believe that Red Dog Reynolds will have his car there tomorrow at Oak Hollow Farm from noon to 4. This is going to be a pretty big event going on with a young man. His name is Carter. Hey, look him up on Facebook. It's Prayers for Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, and you can get all the information on this just big, big event coming up tomorrow. Fish Fry Plates, Adam Law from Adam Law Racing is giving up a signed autographed Rick Crawford driver suit for this for the auction. And of course, we've got a bunch of stuff from AJ McCann. Thank you, brother, for signing what you did. We've also got Auburn signed items and even things from Major League Baseball. Going to be a great day, and trust me, you'll find us on Facebook, and also you can follow us on Twitter at FTR Kane. We'll see you next weekend, and love you, Mom. We'll